Hi, good morning. Thank you guys for being up here early. So, e-commerce, it's sort of like food. We're all, you know, experts in our own way about e-commerce, right, as a consumer. As Sherlock Holmes observed, the world is full of obvious things which nobody by any chance ever observes. It's sort of like what Dr. Fagy said at the beginning. It's like we have experience with the internet, and we have experience with testing and home test kits, and the idea of putting these things together creates something new. And then this was a jacket blurb on a book about new marketing. The internet is not so much about marketing as it about people, and I hope that in what I'm about to show you, it's going to bring home that it's a new way to deal with stuff that's there already in terms of how people respond to products and marketing and how we can mobilize behavior. So the origins, I'll go through this quickly because you've heard some of this. It's general. We did a lot of things, as everyone has done, to try and boost clinic-based testing, and there are lots of challenges with clinic-based testing. First of all, we have asymptomatic diseases in chlamydia and gonorrhea, and so it's hard to get people to go to a clinic because there's no internal motivator telling them that they need help. The health impact is not understood. Chlamydia and gonorrhea are not still household names in our target young women. Price, cost, if it's perceived cost, but also there's a hassle in getting to a clinic. You have to go there, and so that's a barrier. And finally, as Dr. Kern showed, there's not always a clinic near where you need one to be. So those were all difficulties. The alternative was the self-collected vaginal swab. Dr. Gatos did pioneering work showing, first of all, that it was feasible and acceptable that women would use the self-collected vaginal swab home test kit and that they would order this kit online. So she did the pioneering work, and we wanted to expand that and adapt that to our area. So our objectives were to increase chlamydia and gonorrhea testing by young women, high-risk women, through the use of the home test kit, we'd reach people who were not getting tested, and that we would maximize their use of the home test kit by emulating the e-commerce, what we're calling the e-commerce model, which is that they would order the kit online or be able to, and they'd be able to get their results online, which was not being done in Baltimore. We wanted to kind of make that the complete experience, the way that you would be able to completely use the internet. So in commercial marketing, there's this concept of the four Ps. And it's a useful construct to understand some of the dynamics that we're dealing with and what we're trying to affect. They are product, price, place, and promotion. If you read Nedra Weinrich's book in public health, social marketing, she has eight Ps, there's even nine Ps, but this is the standard that we have for commercial marketing. The product is the product. It's the product or the service. And in social marketing, it's the behavior you want to be adopted and its benefits. Stop smoking and the benefits thereof. The price is the cost, but it's also, and this is really critical, it's what the consumer must give up to get the benefits of the product. So again, for clinic, you have to go there, and there's the transportation, and there's the time, there's losing work, etc. The place, channels of distribution. Where is the consumer going to get the product? Where the shelf? What's the distribution network of the product? And in social marketing, we didn't have the products, so it used to be sort of like media, where were you going to get the message? But a better way is more like the corporate sense of this idea, which is where is the desired behavior accessible to the target? And in this case, with the home test kit, we actually do have a product. We can talk about this in a more traditional way about place. And promotion is your media, how you convey the message. So let's see how this stacks up in terms of product, price, place, and promotion in terms of the clinic, and then what we were trying to do new. So product, the clinic, the good thing about it is it was an authoritative and legitimate product. People understood it. We knew that from our focus groups, and it had legitimacy. You get treatment on site, and it's a medical encounter, which is both good and bad. It's authoritative, but it's also a doctor, and if you have issues with that. The home test kit, we would need to establish the efficacy and trust with the user about this product. Treatment would need an extra step. However, this is the key thing about the product is do it yourself. It was not a medical encounter. You didn't have to go anywhere. You did it yourself. You had the power. Price. Well, there's no test cost if you go to an LA County clinic and some other places. But even if there isn't, if you go to a free clinic, no cost clinic, you have to get there. There's your time. It's confidential, or at least you hope it is, but it's not private. You have to go out in public. People see you in the waiting room, and that can be a concern, especially for youth. Will this impact your relationship? In our focus groups, we heard a tremendous amount of stigma, that STD stood for slut-taking dick, that there was a feeling of being stained even after treatment. And in the clinic, the home test kit, there's no test cost. It just takes a few minutes online to order, so we reduce all of that price about going to the clinic, goes away. That was huge. And it's private, no one ever sees you, it's completely, you know, private for your home as long as you trust the internet, and which Amazon paved the way for us all. And some of these other, the stigma issues are the same, but maybe they're not joined as much because you don't have to do as much to overcome them. So you're not making a big effort. You don't have to overcome things that you're resisting to make that effort just to go online and order a kit. In terms of place, you have to go to the clinic, and it's not accessible through the promotion. So when we were doing the campaign Dr. Kern showed in 2007, 2008, you couldn't just click on something and go be transported to the clinic. With the home test kit, you can get it at home or anywhere that you wanted us to send it. The product also could be instantly accessed from any online promotion, and even if you didn't have a computer with you, we had the telephone. You could order by phone while you were sitting in the bus with your cell phone. Promotion was the I Know campaign in both cases. So the parameters we brought to our program were that they would be available to any woman 12 to 25. 12 is the minimum legal age for consenting to an STD test in California. 25, that's what our morbidity showed us as a cutoff for where we would find most of our morbidity. That the kit and the test were going to be free, that all materials would be in English and Spanish, that it would be available online or by phone to order and to get your results. And we included the phone because a lot of people said, well, you know, we're dealing with, you know, young women in non-affluent areas and they may not have computers or access to computers, but we'll see that some of them did. For positives, it was important for us that they get linked immediately to clinics where they could get treated, and that they would also, we wanted to build in this idea of being able to advance order a kit in 3 months, which we did put into our program. And this was designed all to complement and not displace clinic testing. So in terms of what we needed to do in terms of our four P's, though, and some of those issues that I brought up when I was going through that, in addition to the stuff I just showed you, which was what we had going in, it's like that's what we were saying, we need these kit features. We also had to do what we have to do in any case with chlamydia and gonorrhea, which is we had to convince people that there was a benefit to this product, that getting tested was needed. So we have website content. How we need to establish the credibility that this is a new product, it's not in a doctor's office, does it work? Our focus groups tuned us into that as well. So we need a look and feel and imagery that the targeted users know that this is a product for them. We wanted to have all the expected e-commerce features, so there would be a stepwise order form. It would be replicate the usual experience you have online, so it would feel legitimate for the online experience, not the clinic experience. So there would be a confirmation of your order. There would be a user profile for easy reorder. There would be notification, like that your results were ready so you could pick them up. There would be a lot of information, content on the website, so you could find out what you needed about the test and what you were doing. That there would be a telephone contact. You see this in books on materials on e-commerce, that even if you don't need to call or want to call, you want to know that you could. So having a live person that you could reach with an 800 number, we put that everywhere on our site. And that there would be Google Maps, again, all these things that you're used to seeing on, you know, commercial sites would be there. So for e-commerce, it would be legitimate and reassuring. And to inspire confidence, people were going to get their results online. They had to trust us, the trust that the website was private. So we had a privacy policy that you're used to saying, I accept, even though you never read it. We had a user-defined password, and thanks to our IS department, this was a very complicated password with 8 characters and a small lowercase and uppercase, and people used it and made it feel like it was very private. We had a security question, so that if you lost your password, you could still get it emailed to you, a new password. We had a mail-to name, especially for, we thought, like high school students, if they didn't want the package to come to their home, they could put in a different person's name, go to a different address, and get the kit that way. Or go to their own address with a different name, so it would be private. And ease of use, again, so it's reassuring, like regular e-commerce, clear navigation. And we even had a how-to YouTube video about how to use the kit. So here's how our program works. Here's Tyra Banks at Prudence Brennan's computer. She can order online. She's a little older than our target, but we included her. Or by phone. It goes into our server, you know, she's the order form, we send her the kit, which looks like this is a little beat up, but it does show that our Tyvek, you know, envelope still looks, you know, it has integrity after abuse. The client takes the kit in the privacy of her home or wherever. She sends it back to the public health lab. They rush to get it tested, and they send us the results, and we put the results back up on the system, and that is checked by the client online or by phone. That's the materials, that's what you get inside the kit. There's a swab, the lab form, there's a brochure, which has a tube label in it, a little baggie with absorbent paper, the question before, and the return envelope that's pre-stamped, so it's free. That's our handy-dandy instruction brochure, and that's the tube label that you have to fill out, the collection date, and peel off, put on the tube. There's our processing center of the future. You were wondering for a second, though. That's our actual processing center. But it is very organized, Dr. Montoya. Okay, this is what this looks like. I'm going to do this real fast, because then I'm going to be up here for another 10-15 minutes telling you what we found. Okay, so there's our home page. So, simple navigation. The main things that we wanted people to do and anticipated they would do: get more information, know the facts, get a home test kit, get your test results, find a clinic. We made that really easy to find on the home page. People look like our target, language from the target. There's our phone number, again, to reassure, you can call somebody if you need to. We didn't get a lot of calls. We have extensive content on gonorrhea and chlamydia, so you can get information. This is the toggle switch for Spanish, which is in a standard place that has come to be a standard place to find that. This is, you can see that these images and messages rotate, and that's our Spanish homepage. Here's the stepwise order form. If you're already a user, you can skip it and log in with your user profile. We screened out people by geography, people who are male and stuff at the beginning, so they wouldn't waste a lot of time. There's our mail to name feature. We allowed people to choose how they would want to be notified that the results were ready. So they could choose email, text, email and text, or neither. And that's sort of what the notifications look like when they come by email. This was to me. If you forgot your, this is where you get your results. If you forgot your password, there was a way to get a new password. That's our YouTube video, Google Maps for clinics. For people who are positive, we had this 1-2-3 process that you would get treated, you get retested in 3 months, and then we would link you to InSpot LA so you could notify your partners right from the website. You could also print out a clinic referral form and take it with you to the clinic, and then the clinic, if in that form, was a treatment CMR, and they could just fax it back to us, and that wasn't widely used, but it was actually used, you'll see, by some. We also have a content management system, or CMS. This is something everybody should know about. It's really cool that our web developer put in. So we can make content changes on the website without going back to the developer. We can do it ourselves, like you change a Word document. This is the screen, so you can see the way you would change content. This is also the screen, though, that I go to every day and look at our new users. And I have to say, I've been doing public health since 1992 with STD, and this has been one of the most gratifying things, is every day I go on and I see there are new women who have come and ordered our kit. It's incredibly powerful. the fact that you can click through, this is an article that was on Marie Claire in the print publication and also on their online version. Very small, and our URL was buried in the middle, and yet we got orders on this from LA County women. All right, so once again, we changed the price because you don't have to pay, you don't have to go to a clinic, you don't have to take off time. We changed the place, okay? You don't have to go to the clinic to get it, and you can access it from home and instantly from the web from promotion. And the product also changed because it became a do-it-yourself product. You became somebody who, the I Know woman, you could do this yourself. So we adapted these e-commerce concepts to the program needs. But in doing so, we sort of got to the fifth P by Seth Godin, who writes about marketing, calls the purple cow. You kind of stand out from the crowd, you do something different, and be remarkable, and not saying, you know, I'm not trying to say that our program is remarkable, but it's different and new. And I would say it's remarkable, but I'm trying to be modest. So, and by changing the transactional relationship to the client, we change the essential nature of the product. I think that that's something that's very important that we learned from this.